Commissioner Holbrook, can you see the screen?
The PowerPoint.
Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
Could I just have you grab the slides? And I won't touch it, but you're going to be...
All right, welcome to Planning Commission tonight. Thank you for coming and being here. We are going to start with any public comments that are not for an agenda item. So if there's any comments off the agenda. And as there are none, we will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for 232 North Main Street. Mackenzie.
Okay, the applicant is with us. You guys are the Shogren. Okay. This is a conditional use permit application for a single family dwelling and accessory structure at the address of 232 North Main Street. This parcel is zoned R17, and it is very interesting. It's a remnant of other parcels that have happened here. So it's 66 feet wide by 660 feet deep. To work with this parcel and to build on the parcel, they have to come through for a conditional use permit because this parcel is considered restricted as per the requirement in the staff report that I have given you. They are, as part of the conditional use permit request, requesting that the maximum front yard setback be increased to 94 feet. The existing conditions, well, the existing code requirement is that the maximum front yard setback is 40 feet, and the neighboring home to the north, that's an old Pioneer home that's been here forever, is over 50 feet away from the road. So an effort to comply with our parking restrictions and their landscaping and everything like that, shoving that house back has allowed them to have better use and access of their property, which is why they're requesting this. As far as the restricted part of this lot goes, there are no concerns with geotechnical or anything like that. It's just based on the size and orientation of the property. The DRC was not concerned about increasing the front yard setback as part of this conditional use permit and was relatively supportive of it. We only had one concern with the fire hydrant placement, which was reviewed and eventually approved by the fire marshal, which is the stamp plan you see. So the DRC is recommending approval of this conditional use permit to build the property on the restricted lot and also have a maximum front yard setback increase to 94 feet with no conditions. And I just really liked their landscape plan, and I thought you guys would too. So this is their landscape plan for their property.
Thank you, and thank you for being here. That looks great. Very beautiful. Any questions or comments or input from the commission? If not, we can move to a motion.
Yeah, it seems straightforward. So Commissioner Jorgensen, I'll offer the motion. Move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit to build a single family dwelling and accessory structure on a restricted residential parcel and increase the maximum front yard setback to 94 feet at 232 North Main Street with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we have a second?
I'll second. This is Commissioner Tucker.
Thank you. And any comment on the motion or discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Commissioner Holbrook online. Thank you. Okay. And it passes. Good luck to you guys. I hope that turns out. It looks beautiful. Love to see that property getting used like that. All right. We will move to agenda item 4, report on City Council action items. Sherry.
The subdivision ordinance was adopted last Tuesday by the City Council. It only took 2 hours and 20 minutes of me standing at the podium.
Good job.
Yeah. So the City Council mostly didn't enjoy the fact that the legislature was telling us to do this in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of debate about that and an explanation of why. I don't know why this microphone is not a very good one. Anyway. So the only changes that they made, they did keep the flag lots. We had at least one council member who has a son who lives on a flag lot, and she was able to say how nice it is and that they really feel like there aren't a lot of opportunities for them and that they are useful in some circumstances, so they wanted to keep those. The second change that was made is under the state code, the changes to the subdivision ordinance were only necessary for single family, two family, and townhome subdivisions. And so for commercial, industrial, and a multifamily subdivisions, they wanted that changed so that we're not restricted by the number of review cycles or the deadlines, you know, have to respond back within 20 days or whatever. In practice, I can tell you we're going to process them exactly the same and inside that type of framework. But that was more of a feeling that they didn't want to give that to the state legislature to take more, even though subdivisions for commercial and industrial subdivisions are actually the easiest subdivisions and probably wouldn't take two review cycles anyway. But now we can take like 15 review cycles if we wanted. But we won't because they're super easy. So those were the two changes that they requested in their ordinance. Oh, and the parking. Oh, that was the other big one. Yeah. The parking and the PUDs. So in the townhomes. So they increased all of the minimum parking requirements by a quarter parking space. So for a studio and one bedroom, it's now instead of 1.25, it'll be 1.5. For the two bedroom, instead of 1.75, it'll be 2. And for anything 3-bedroom and above, it is 2.5 spaces.
How long have the parking requirements been where they were previously at?
At 2.25?
Yeah.
Probably 30 plus years.
So that parking hasn't changed forever. So this is...
So is that based on something like Ted brought through the Wasatch Front Regional Council and some of the latest studies on traffic levels? Or where did it come from? No? No?
It was based on a compromise.
Yeah, because he'd be going the other way, wouldn't he? Yeah, he'd be going the other way.
What was
the basis for it?
It was based on their feelings that it wasn't enough parking. And with the caveat that in the future they'd like to have more research done on a parking study too.
Well, that sounds familiar.
I know, right? Like, we didn't mention that before. Anyway, but it is passed, so it hasn't been posted yet. It doesn't take effect until it's been posted. I'm still waiting on the revised language to address those motions, especially for the process for commercial and industrial subdivisions to be approved by the city attorney. But pending that, it'll be posted, so it will definitely take effect before February 1st, for sure. We have until next Wednesday to get it posted, but I'm hoping to post it tomorrow. So that'll be great.
Out of curiosity, how hard were those edits to make? Was it just one chapter, or was it more than that?
No, it was just in the one chapter.
One chapter, yeah.
Yeah, in chapter 5, just in the preliminary and the final plat. But the way I drafted it up at first, city manager didn't like the way I did it. I just had put in a paragraph that said, commercial, industrial, and multifamily subdivisions shall follow the same process, but shall not be bound by the number of review cycles or deadlines. And he didn't like that. He wanted a process. And so I just pulled out the same processes, but without the deadlines, and restated it in its own little section beneath. So like section B and section C. And he was happy with that. So now I'm just waiting for a city attorney to be happy with that too. And provided he's happy with it, we'll post it tomorrow. Yeah, any other questions on that? Okay, so Hatch Park, I just want to give you an update. They chose the general contractor, the GM, for that. That was approved at last week's city council meeting as well. So they chose Hogan, is that their name? Hogan Construction to be the general manager. So you'll see some movement pretty quick here on that.
Are those design plans posted publicly anywhere?
So we will have an updated concept plan that will be going back to the city council on Tuesday, February 6th, so 2 weeks from today. So I'll have one for you that we can show you at the next Planning Commission meeting.
And what is the timeline looking like on that?
So they are thinking that they want to start like demolition on the houses probably in September, and then they'll work over the winter and then next summer to get it completed.
Very cool.
So pretty exciting. We're meeting every 2 weeks with the contractor and the landscape designer so that we can iron out all of the design issues. So that's really fun. And then our general plan consultant, Landmark Design, was chosen. They did our town center master plan, so they will be doing the general plan update. I have the draft contract with them. The contract, the bid was awarded in the last council meeting, but they'll approve the contract at the February 6th meeting too. And then I will be meeting with the consultant to get some names for steering committee meetings and iron out the schedule. And then we'll be updating you with the schedule of their meetings with you. And how we'll proceed with that over the summer months. So really excited to get those projects started. Really excited to also start working on the conditional uses, because I had a really scary situation where somebody called and asked if a particular use was approved on Redwood Road. And I went, why is that in there as a conditional use? We need to get that out.
What was it?
Wholesale automobile sales.
Mm. Yep. So that's where we'll start.
Yes. So I'm going to start working on that.
Number one.
Pretty quick.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for keeping track.
Out of curiosity on Hatch Park, between the freeway being rebuilt and the Hatch Park being remodeled, what's being done relative to like noise mitigation, you know, freeway noise and that?
So the I-15 will have a 15-foot sound wall along the freeway, and then we'll be doing extensive landscaping with trees along that sound wall on that side to help with that, as well as the water feature will have some white noise kind of with the waterfall and stuff, so you have some waterfall that hopefully will make the freeway noise sound like a waterfall. I don't know how that works, but... That's the theory from the landscape architects, but that's how that works.
All right, any other questions?
That's it.
Thanks, Sherry. All right, and we can move to approval of the minutes from January 9th, 2024. Any amendments to the minutes as they are written? And if not, we can have Ron make a motion.
I heard Commissioner Tucker used to do it.
We were talking about how it used to be you.
You used to be pretty consistent. Yes, I've approved my minutes.
All right, this is Commissioner Jorgensen, also known as the Heretic in the Corner. But anyway, make a motion that we approve the January 9th, 2024 Planning Commission meeting minutes as drafted.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. And all in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And Holbrook Online, thank you. And they are approved. All right, we are adjourned. Thanks for joining us online, Ryan.
Welcome. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, see ya.